to Shandy and Colleen. My name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm not Joe.
Oi, my name is Keely. See, I can't do it. I don't do British. I do Long Island, I do Staten Island, and that's about it.
Staten Island. I know very well Staten Island.
London is on Great Britain, which is an island. You know, you just have to work up to it. You're collecting island accents.
True. This season 6, episode 17, episode 242 is our spooky live Halloween episode. Hands, spooky hands.
Ooh. Spooky Halloween.
We are joined live over Zoom. Ooh.
What is Zoom?
By an order on my screen. Judy, Tasia, Matt, Ro, Alicia, JP, Grog, wait, is that you, Randy? Randy and Maggie. How's it going, everybody?
Good. Randy is God.
We've got some awesome costumes going on. Good.
I'm Nadja. I believe in America you have the name Nadia. It's like mine, but with a less exciting J.
I saw that episode today!
I have not seen that episode yet. That's a solid joke.
So I tried to fill my afternoon with a lot of busy work, and I had my laptop, like, right here, and then I was doing work on my, you know, work laptop and monitor, and I got a good 4 episodes in, so I'm in the middle of season 2 now.
Nice. I have finished TV show and the movie. Holy shit.
Wow. I was thinking to myself, I want to go watch the movie. Man, you really did go down that hole.
I really did, and I thought... That's what she said. Mm.
It doesn't matter. Everyone. Anyone.
Vampire orgy. It's okay.
Mm. I watched that episode today as well.
Damn, I'm so far behind. This was my find, and now I'm like chasing the bus. Like, wait. I like vampires too.
I started watching it, and I love those 20-minute episodes. It makes it so much easier to watch, and I was like getting towards the end of the first season, and I was like, oh, sweet, I'm going to like finish this. I was convinced there was one season. And when I finished and it went into the second season and I looked, I was like, holy shit, there are 3 seasons. And then I was telling other friends about it and they're like, oh yeah, I love that movie. And the show's great too. I was like, movie? So over the weekend, I was like, well, okay. It was like halfway through the show, take a break, watch the movie, and then have a, you know, different and new appreciation for the show.
Right. Because the movie characters make an appearance in
So
I did a little Wikipedia. I did a little Wikipedia reading.
So it's not the movie doesn't. It's not like Battlestar Galactica, where like the movie starts the show. It's
More
like the Buffy movie, where it like some of the
sort of. It's like separate. It's like same universe or like, but like.
Oh no! It's
like kind
same,
of like taking
I mean, it's same, same,
a British.
Different.
Yeah, like taking a British show and adapting it for an American audience. It's kind of like that concept, where it's like the movie exists and then they adapted it with like an Americanized version.
And the movie definitely came first as a movie, and it's really fun because like the show has the same opening credits as the movie, except they of course changed the pictures to be like the new people, and you can see there are two like. Laszlo and Nandor, you can see, are like very much inspired by characters on the show. But like Nadia, Nadia's not in the movie. I missed her.
Neither is Colin.
And neither is Colin Robinson.
Mm. Colin Robinson. I love Colin Robinson.
Colin, that fucking guy.
And fucking Matt. Mike, right? Fucking Mike. The guy that had the bad orgy.
All the fucks.
Wait, which one? Who is he? Have I not gotten that far yet?
Season Maybe 1, not. Episode 9, I think, or 10.
Okay, yeah, no. Yeah, I just finished 7. I just finished the
7 is
the trial with all the various vampires of pop culture.
Oh, my God. So at first, like, I was kind of half paying attention when I was watching that episode, and I was like, man, that looks like Tilda Swinton. And then, like, at one point, they're like, Tilda. And I was like, wait, that's Evan Rachel Wood. Wait a second. They're referencing Tom, like Tom Cruise, and then I was like, oh, I get
Tom and
it.
Brad are not
it's people, famous people who played vampires playing vampires. And I was like, that's Wesley Snipes! pipes. So I had to go all the way back to the beginning of the council scene and then rewatch it, like, paying full attention. It was brilliant. It was so funny.
Yeah. Yeah. But, like, also very clever, like, how they shot it. Clearly, not everyone was there the same day. Like, it was really brilliant. It was really, really well done.
Yeah.
So good.
I very much enjoyed it. I wish I wasn't watching it in the background while I was trying to put this costume together. I'm going to go back and rewatch it with, like, some real seriousness.
Amanda is a unicorn.
I'm a unicorn.
And I love it.
Love it.
Thank you.
Love
Thank
it.
Thank you. Really.
We are both mythical creatures that actually do exist.
Mm-hmm. Just have to believe hard enough.
so good.
Yeah, it is a really funny show. I do love a good mockumentary.
Yes. Your Kiwi is wonderful.
Thank you.
Yes, very authentic. I love the jacket.
The jacket is from Plato's Closet. Thank you very much. I believe it was the Plato's Closet special. As is the leopard skirt I'm wearing, which is from, what's the, Topshop? Is that the H&M in the UK? Like the European H&M? It's from Topshop, so I sized up a lot.
Yes, in the old country, people.
In the old country. So, yeah, I've got the leopard, and then I've got
Americans the more jersey. Delicious, more Tucson.
So, but I am really sweating. The end. Everybody in the chat looks awesome, too. Matt, I love the devil costume.
Devil is my friend. We hang out. It's a great party.
JP is an Amazon unhappy face, so I guess that's a non-unionized Amazon employee.
Yes. The best I could do, which is moving into my condo.
I love it.
I like it.
Me too.
Does anybody else want to chime in? I don't want to, like, steal anybody's thunder. If anybody wants to talk about their costume, please feel free to jump on.
Mine was a last minute, oh, I'm home. I'm actually home. Let me go see what's in the box.
That is what he said.
I couldn't find what I actually wanted to wear.
It is a beaver.
It's a squirrel hat.
A squirrel hat.
It's my husband's,
I want it to be a beaver.
Be whatever you want it to be.
Actually, I was going to be trying to come and wear my Mrs. Gimli costume from Lord of the Rings.
Oh. But
I couldn't find the beard.
Oh, no. Randy can lend you his.
He wouldn't have a pink bow in it, though, to show that I was a girl.
That's true.
Maggie's Wonder Woman.
It's good.
It took me a minute to get it on, so I was late. So, and I still have more pieces.
Also what she said.
There's so many. There's so many.
As soon as it came out of my mouth, I'm like, yep, that's what she said. So, yes, I have a few more pieces, but I did not pull out the whole shebang tonight. I will do that on Friday for school. So,
oh, my God.
That's what she said.
Oh. Hey, Shandy, is Fromp going to be Nandor or is he, I'm sorry, Laszlo or Gregor?
Ooh.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's a good question.
I mean, Gregor would be the easier costume.
That's for sure. Yeah, the Frank is not really into Halloween, which is like one of...
Which is so sad because his birthday is like 2 days sadness. Before it.
Yeah.
I know. And I think that's part of it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You know, growing up in a country that's not the U.S., he did not grow up with Halloween. And I've always said, like, if my birthday was around Halloween, like, I would think that's so cool. But I think it's like this thing that we're all excited about that his culture does not really do. Now they're trying to adopt it. They don't get it right. And so it's not really like, you know, it's not the same for him. And then what happened, like when he moved to the US, it's almost like his birthday got co-opted by Halloween, because every time we try to like plan his birthday party, people are always celebrating Halloween.
Now, I'm with you. Like, if my birthday was Halloween, guys, the meetup would be Halloween every year. I would have a birthday party, a Halloween party. I mean, that would be it.
The whole thing.
The whole thing.
It'd be amazing.
Yeah.
I got him to dress up like once. So we'll see. Maybe He can be Gregor, and then I just don't tell him.
Yeah. I think it's what you got to do. Put this blonde wig on real quick. Don't ask why. Can you run around?
I just like this shirt on you. I just think it's very flattering.
Lovely sweatshirt and jeans.
Exactly. What is it? A red sweatshirt and jeans? And would you mind if I just drew something right here to indicate that your head's been cut off a bunch of times? Anyway, it is a really fun show. I'm glad that I've gotten to watch it. It reminds me a lot of what was it? American the mockumentary that was Who Drew the Dicks? What?
American Vandal.
American Vandal. Yeah, that was fun. Yeah. It kind of reminds me of that. Tasia, are you Sabrina?
So my students have been like, are you going to dress up for Halloween? And I was like, I have my pop art wig, although I will show you my mask right now. I'm working on my mask right now. But before I started, I totally like got my candle lit, pulled my cards out. So I'm kind of witchy right now. Got my broom.
Lovely.
Nice.
Yeah.
Are you going to do a reading for us?
I mean, I could. Ooh. I don't know how good they are virtually. It's better if I can like have you in person.
That's true.
Okay. I have seen many an ASMR video with the virtual reading. It can work.
Oh, I mean, if we have time, I can try doing a reading for someone.
Cool.
I'm here.
Have my soul candle going. I have a friend that makes these. These are so cool. Look what they burn.
Oh, that's a skull.
Ooh, the eyes beautiful. Like light up.
They too, isn't it cool?
They're so
cool. Looks like all of the people that I have eaten and then buried in the front yard. I'm sorry, you guys. This is like, I can't help myself. It's probably going to go all night. That's what she said.
But you know something? I hope that it does. Because, again, if I could do any part of a British accent, I would be doing the same thing. I feel like I have failed.
Well, I think what's great about what we do in the shadows is I think all the accents are kind of like non-specific. So
that's very true.
Yeah. It's like a generic European accent.
Shani, speaking of TV shows, did you ever finish Double Double Toil and Trouble?
This is my great regret.
It's okay.
The time ran out.
You were busy.
I'm so sorry. I had 48 hours.
That's okay.
There's just too much What We Do in the Shadows to watch.
Well, I mean, honestly, I had started it by then and it was like, So I don't know. Do I want to pay $2.99 again to watch it, to finish it sometime in the future?
Probably.
Maybe next year?
Sure. Hey, speaking of, there's the princess swap thingy, you know, Vanessa Hudgens, another one's coming out.
Yes.
Nice. Oh my gosh, what is the title? Swapped Infinity?
Sure. I don't know.
The Swapped Matrix.
The Swapped Matrix. Maggie said, we can watch it in May at the next meetup. Double, Double Toil and Trouble? I'm down. I'm always down for that one. I will put out the $2.99. I got you covered. Because I haven't seen it in a while.
They're going to be like, who is watching this? A couple of people have rented this recently. Wow.
I know. Our stats are up to like 5 in the last year.
Olsen twins are making a comeback.
Yes.
Amanda, real quick. I didn't realize that Eden had started on Solid Foods.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
No more blood.
As of like two weeks ago, I don't know what is time, but yeah, we've been trying food because we had to start introducing her to like the highly allergic foods, so like peanuts and tree nuts.
Okay.
Yeah, and everything we read said like maybe don't start with peanut butter. Maybe like give them squash first.
Yeah.
So that's what we did.
I did what was recommended by somebody that used to work in my old building, which was give them peanut butter at a year at the 1 year checkup in the parking lot of the doctor's office. So that way they need like the EpiPen. You're already there.
Yeah. Apparently, like in the past couple of years, they've completely changed their thinking on introducing allergens, and they want you to do it before a year instead of after a year.
That makes sense. There's 0% chance Alex didn't come into that either of them, really, because I eat a lot of peanut butter and apples, peanut butter and celery as like lunches because I really like that. And I find that peanut butter is one of those things, like when I get heartburn, like it actually helps. So I eat a lot of that. And there's no way that they didn't residually come into contact with it before they were able to try it. And now Alex loves peanut butter and Zachary hates it. And they remain polar opposites.
Interesting.
Well, what does she like the best out of all the things she's tried?
It goes back and forth. But right now, I think avocados and bananas are the front runners.
Mm. Good taste.
Yeah, we're a little on the fence about peas.
We all are.
Didn't really like carrots all that much. Mm-hmm. And apples we liked, and then we weren't so sure about.
Gotcha. Have you done sweet potatoes? I think that was our first one, was sweet potato.
No, not yet. We've done several different types of squash, but have not done sweet potatoes.
Nice. That's so exciting.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's, yeah. So we're doing food. She stopped sleeping. And
less fun.
Yeah. She's awake right now.
Oh.
I put her to sleep an hour ago and she's already awake.
Oh no.
Oh no.
I can't tell you the last time I slept more than an hour at any given time. It's been at least 4 days.
I'm sorry.
So if I'm not my normal exuberant self, apologies. I'm trying real hard, guys.
I'm sorry.
Horn, give me strength. Give me energy.
I'm sorry. It is rough. It is rough. After we recorded last week, I went upstairs. I got into bed at 11:30, and then Alex woke up at 11:34, and then he was up for the entire rest of the night with an ear infection.
Oh my god!
Yeah.
And at one point,
to that.
From about 4 to 6:30 in the morning, he was screaming, "I can't handle this anymore! I can't handle this, mommy! When is this long night gonna end?" I was like,
"I don't know, buddy."
I was like, "I don't know. I don't know."
Soon for both of our sakes.
and then we fell asleep from about 6:30 to 8:00.
Oh my god,
that's a decent stretch.
No, that wasn't bad. At one point, at like 2 a.m., I turned his nightlight off. I was like, if I'm in here, you're not scared of the dark, and I can't sleep with this shit on, so it's going off. I'm like,
Fair enough.
But I felt really bad, and so I know how you're feeling, Amanda, and I'm very sorry.
It's rough.
This too shall pass.
I hope so. I hope so.
I do not sleep at night.
Yeah. You sleep during the day. In a coffin. That's probably pretty dark. So that's probably like some solid sleeping.
Yeah. Yes. It was so dark that What's-His-Face couldn't read his mail in it when he got the Ancestry.com results back or whatever it was.
Oh. Guillermo?
No, Guillermo is
Gizmo?
The... No,
is the familiar.
Landor. Landor, is that his name?
Nandor.
Nandor, thank you.
That guy.
Nandor the Relentless.
I think my favorite payoff so far from what I've watched, and then we can move on to things that will help Amanda sleep very well, like scary stories, is the payoff scene with Guillermo's friend at the orgy.
Fucking virgin.
The way that whole storyline pays off, because I was kind of like this, and then I was like dying.
Yeah. That's what I love about the show is that you never really have to be like this. You think you do, and then you're reminded like, oh yeah, this is a comedy.
Yeah.
This is a comedy, yeah.
Gonna be okay. It's all gonna be okay.
Exactly. Going back to, it's the Princess Switch 3 Romancing the Star. Oh, please tell me there's a Dancing with the Star thing in there. Please.
Oh.
Or like a Romancing the Stone?
We'll find out. I'm very excited.
That'd be a very different movie.
Well, you know.
TBD.
COVID's changed us all. You never know.
Yeah, you never know.
All right. Ghost stories, scary stories, spooky stories, weird story time. I could start with what I found, or if anybody wants to kick us off in the Zoom, Tasia.
I believe Tasia has some to share, yeah, darling.
Because I would like to prioritize the real life ones of people we know and not people that are like, my internet girlfriend said that this is what she saw.
I mean, I think you should go first, Colleen.
No. After you, you're my guest. I invited you in.
All right. So I heard my shout out, my call out on the last episode about the serial killers in Santa Cruz. So I was going to follow up a little bit on that since I just got married there last weekend and Shandy and Kayla were there. Yeah, but I know you guys were talking about Lost Boys last time. Did you want to hear about that stuff, or I can go into like,
yes, please.
Whatever you want.
Shandy liked the arm on the beach.
Serial killer, please.
I mean, Nadja. Okay, serial killer. So I was super into like true crime and stuff, even like in high school when crime library was a thing. I'm sure like there's like some like weird, like this like crazy person stood up 8 hours like reading about weird serial killers. But in those readings, I don't know if you can hear Jasper, he's really upset right now. Sorry, guys. So Santa Cruz in the 70s.
Is your familiar?
He is. He's making himself real familiar right now. So in the 70s, Santa Cruz was, it wasn't Murder City. It was the murder capital of the U.S., though, because he's like getting his ambiance. We had two serial killers and a spree killer that were all active at the same time in Santa Cruz, including Edmund Kemper. I don't know if you guys watched, what's the murder show on Netflix that I can't think of the title?
Criminal Minds. Murders in the Building.
Yes. Criminal Minds. He was in the first season.
Started only Murders in the Building.
It's really Manhunter. Fun. But Criminal Minds. Wait. Criminal Minds?
Manhunter.
Criminal Minds is the one with Mandy Patinkin. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And Manhunter's the one with Jonathan Groff.
Right. Yes. So he was an actual person.
The true life one.
Yes, the true life one.
And Shandy, the next time we go there, the jury room is on my bucket list where he used to go and listen to like the local like law enforcement talk about, oh, who's this guy who's killing all these college co-ed girls that were hitchhiking off the side of the road? He'd like listen to them.
Don't hitchhike.
I mean, hitchhiking.
Never.
So there's Edmund Kemper. There was also like a spree killer. Like there's like all these random stories. There was this guy who obviously mentally ill, who like was killing people in the Santa Cruz Mountains and just like nutter butter. I mean, there's a lot of weird stuff. And Pogo Nip, if you ever go hiking in Pogo Nip, that's where they filmed the Lost Boys. There's a lot of weird stuff that happens there too. I've had enough wine that I'm like getting into Midwestern mode. Sorry, y'all.
It happens.
Yeah, so Murder City, USC, three killers at the same time. If you guys ever make it over this way, like Monterey, Santa Cruz, I would love to take you on ghost tours, by the way. Like, pretty much yes. The entire Alvarado Street in Monterey is haunted.
Do you promise that it won't be as lame as the one I went to in New Orleans, which was so bad that we left early?
No. Super interesting.
Why?
Oh, it sucked. It was so bad. Anyway, but it's not about me. I can tell
those fucking serial killers in Santa Cruz taking all of my business.
All of your business.
All of it.
You couldn't sloppy seconds them?
No, I am a lady.
All right. Sorry, Tasia, continue.
I mean, that was pretty much it. And then, like, if you guys want to hear ghost stories, like, you talk to any person on Alvarado Street. The entire Alvarado Street is haunted in Monterey. We have that history with, like, the Spanish settlers, the conquistadors. 1833.
Yes, they raped and pillaged, like Nandor.
They did rape and pillage. I mean,
I didn't realize they made it that. Well, no, I guess they did make it that far north, San Francisco. Stop talking, Amanda.
Yep, all the missions. But the Stokes Adobe too. It's reopening, and that place is one of the most haunted places locally. Nadja, just so you know.
We go later.
Yes, we have drink and bite. That's pretty much it.
Last year
we will make the movies. Yes.
Last year
I'm going to Russia now.
Enthralled us with some of your family spooky stories. Do you have any more? Didn't you have like a poltergeist or a little black-eyed child that showed up at like your grandparents?
Oh yeah, no, we had. That was a story my mom's coworker told her. Did I tell you guys that one? I think I told you guys that one already.
Yeah, I think so too. But you can retell it.
I mean, I can retell the black.
Did you tell the Steinbeck one?
I told the Steinbeck one. You guys have heard all my good ones, I think, besides like...
Okay, well, speaking of Alvarado Street.
Yes.
What was it? The old Graces?
Oh, Karma. Yeah, that place had some good scary stories.
Oh,
the former, yeah, well, the former owner was, when she moved into that building, she had a lot of weird stuff happen in the back room because, again, Alvarado Street is one of like, the oldest streets, I feel like, in this area. Lots of weird history. But she was saying that the psychic who worked at the street came in there and she walked in the door and she was like, there's some really like weird stuff going on in here. Like there's some like bad energy. I'm seeing like this pool of like blood on the floor, like all this weird shit. And then within like that same week, I don't know if it was the next day or not, she said that her shop, I don't know what had happened. The chandelier had fallen. There was like this crack in the floor and this like step started pulling up that made it look like there was blood all over the floor. But she said like back room, stuff used to like get moved all the time. Like she felt like there was a dark energy. She actually closed the entire back room off because whatever was back there, it's connected to the Golden State Theater, which is also incredibly haunted. That whole area shares a passageway. And I have friends that have stories from the Golden State Theater, like where they've seen like full body apparitions and stuff, like after hours when it's closed. All the fun stories.
Wow. Man. Maggie said in the chat.
Be careful downtown.
Maggie said in the chat, sometimes I have nightmares about the ghost tour in New Orleans that I did in 2005. You had a totally better person than I did. Because, yeah, she was so boring.
Like, dude, going on a bad ghost tour in New Orleans is like a double disappointment. Because it's like, how do you make that bad? I feel like there's so much interesting history there. Like you have to actively be trying to give a bad tour.
Well, she also threatened to like fine and have the people in my group arrested if they wouldn't wear masks. And they're all people I'm related to and their friends that are anti-vaxxers, anti-maskers. So I was like, oh, this is the best part of the tour. Continue. Oh, Judy's got some scary eyes. And a pirate's hat.
Was in boots? They look like cat eyes.
No, this was my lizard person.
Oh.
Yeah, that makes more sense. I can see it now.
So lizard boots.
Lizard boots. I feel like that's like Lizzo's like comedy album.
Right? Or just her next album in general. Poster, maybe. Something. Mm. Okay, so I found a couple of... The problem is I've exhausted most of the really good things with these ghost stories. So just a couple that I found real quick. And this one's a funny one. So don't get scared, Shandy. I was exploring an abandoned asylum. And I got the scare of my life when I suddenly saw a scary-looking person in front of one of the rooms staring at me without moving. Turns out some joker had left a cardboard cutout there.
Like a JP.
Yeah, that was definitely a JP.
I see that Jackie Daytona is here.
Jackie Daytona. Is that what you do in the Shadows character? Okay.
May or may not be a reference. I do not want to give anything away.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So much fun adventures to be had.
Hold on. That was the only funny one on that page.
I am better. The door is locked. I am fine.
Okay, good.
I am vampire. I can kick anyone's ass also.
I was camping with my husband and family at a small remote lake in New Mexico. There were about 10 people in our group and another group of 6 people in the next campsite. It was nighttime and both groups were doing typical activities, making s'mores, having a few drinks, telling stories, blah, 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 when we heard what sounded like a little girl yelling out for help. Neither group had children with them, but we were all positive that we were hearing a little girl and decided to search the area that we heard the noises in from together. There was a field behind our campsites, and we all saw a very tall, pure white figure standing maybe 100 feet away from us in the field making the noises. We agreed that this thing looked maybe 6 feet tall, skinny, white as can be. We made our way closer to investigate, but whatever it was that we saw started backing off as we got closer and disappeared into the trees. All night long, we continued to hear a little girl calling for help as we tried to sleep.
Fucking ghosts.
Dun, dun, dun. Okay, this next one is, after we moved into our house, we were told a woman had died there at the hands of her abusive husband. My dad would wake up with scratches all over himself, and whenever my brother was mean to my sister or I, he would have scratches on him as well. One day, my brother hurt my sister by hitting her with something. When he woke up later that night, he had a horrible bloody nose. The day we moved out, my brother accidentally broke his twin's arm. Okay, I don't know how twin comes into this story. Trying out a wrestling move, he swears that he would have died that night if it wasn't our last night in the house.
Ooh. Well, I think that has a good moral.
I've been listening to a lot of the Spooked podcast because it came back.
Did it?
It did. I'm come so back. Behind on, and I just judgment. I decided to just suck it up and do the $4.99 a month for the couple of months that it's back, because I really do enjoy listening to it, and I feel like, you know, they put a lot of, you know, production and whatnot into it, and yeah. Okay, let's see. This one is titled... No, that one's going to scare Shandy. Okay.
That's okay. It's okay. It's fine. I'm better. I am vampire. It's okay. Fuck you up.
This one's titled, It Came for Us in the Graveyard.
Oh, dear.
Ooh. We were driving my friend's really old beat-up Subaru through a massive graveyard. We stopped and walked down the hill and came across a little pond. There was someone sitting on a rock on the other side of the pond. I feel like I should have turned the lights off for this. Whatever. The figure was all black, and we couldn't make out any features other than the fact that it looked like a man who was wearing some old-style top hat. We stupidly waved and said, "Hi!" He didn't show any acknowledgement and continued sitting still on the rock. All of a sudden, he jumped to his feet, started running to us on the water, and then vanished into thin air about halfway on the pond. My friends and I screamed and ran back to our car. The car wouldn't start, and we heard something banging on the back of the car. Bang, 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 bang. It wasn't a constant bang. Oh, bang, bang, bang. Bang, bang, bang. But every few seconds or so, you're welcome, we'd hear it. Nobody was outside from what we could see in the dark, but something was making a noise on the car. Bang, bang, bang. Bang, 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 bang. Bang, bang. Sorry, I'm trying to use sound effects here without having to edit them in. I opened my phone, started to call my mom to come and give us a boost, but I had no service. Suddenly, none of us had any cell service. The next 30 minutes were spent trying to get her car started. No banging was heard afterwards, but we felt this heavy pressure around us. Finally, the car started. She hit the pedal to the metal. We flew out of the graveyard so fast, immediately crossing the gates. All of our phones suddenly regained cell service. One thing I know for certain is that something or someone was out there, and it was not an animal or a human. Ooh. I need to get the soundboard for next year to play like the creepy sound effects like Jay did for that.
Yes.
Ooh, okay, here we go. This one's a good one. When I was 37, I went to my high school reunion. I flew into the nearest airport and rented a car. The distance was about... Obviously, they don't edit these. They just, you know, copy and paste them directly from Reddit. about 3 miles outside of town, I see someone on the side of the road flagging me down. It turned out it was one of the guys I had gone to high school with. Jim gets in the car and we start talking. I had not seen him in 20 years, but he looked the same, maybe a little older. We get to town and I ask him if he wants to come to the VFW to have a drink. He said, "No, just take me home." Jim's parents had lived only a few blocks from my grandmother's house, and I turned in that direction, but he said to take him to the outskirts of town. There was a mobile park out there, and I figured that's where he lived. When we reached the end of the turn, he said, "Drop me off here. It was good to see you again," and he walked off into the night. I go to the VFW, met some more of my old classmates, and we started to talk. I mentioned that I had just picked up Jim 3 miles east of town and dropped him off. Everyone got quiet. Even the guy singing karaoke stops and lays down the mic. Jim died on that curve 8 years ago. He rolled his car. We were all at his funeral, I was told. I started to feel really dizzy, and I went out to the car to take some deep breaths. There on the seat is the local newspaper, printed 8 years previous, containing Jim's obituary. I still have that paper. Ooh. Ooh. He picked up a ghost.
Ooh. Oh, he has ghosts.
All right. I think we're done with these. I promise next year there'll be better ones.
That's good. That's good.
They were good.
All right. So I had also found, moving on real quick, there was a Twitter party and it was a haunted house, but dot, dot, dot. Do you guys want to take turns reading them? Do you have the link up?
Oh, yes. I like a party.
Okay. I got it pulled up.
So the first one is a haunted house, but the ghosts recite the poems that you wrote when you were 16. I think the third one is actually my worst nightmare and my haunted house, but continue. Does anybody want
as to? He,
Nadia, do you want to go next?
As he says, I cannot get it up. Not Laszlo. I can always get it up. Almost too much. It's a little bit of a problem, maybe.
Even in bad form.
Even in bad form. A house full of snacking coworkers. A haunted house, but every room is a work cubicle, and you're surrounded by coworkers eating yogurt, apples, and chips. Oh, that one sounds That's what happens when you just go to the next one on the list.
Shady, you want me to keep going?
I cannot get it up. Yes.
Okay. And
copy, paste. Yes, okay. Go ahead.
A haunted house, but it's filled with ghosts reading your drunk DMs out loud.
Oh my god, that's so good.
That is my worst nightmare.
Yeah, basically.
Okay. A haunted house, but it's all the outfits you wore in high school. Oh, that would be horrible for me.
That would be pretty bad. A haunted house, but it's just receipts of everything you've ever wasted money on.
A haunted house, but it's just people asking you if you've watched Squid Games.
Ooh, yeah, oh, I have terrible. Not.
No, no desire.
I love some blood, but no. A haunted house, but every door my husband opens, there is a new Amazon package. What is this package? Can I share Amazon's package? Vampire orgy. I like the Amazons.
But Nadia I didn't loves know they had
packages.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a haunted house. Depends on what's in the package. What's in the box?
What's in the box?
Nadia loves Amazon's package.
Oh, yes. I'm known to have an Amazon or two here and there.
Yeah, mood strikes. A haunted house, but it's just shitty men on dating apps shouting their height at you, followed by, because apparently that matters.
A haunted house, but instead of ghosts, it's full of casual acquaintances who had a little too much to drink and really want to have an earnest conversation with you.
No, no.
So, like a Solon Colin Robinson. Sober Colin Robinson.
You will be depleted. Haunted house, but it's just me disassociating with childhood trauma.
Oh.
That sounds accurate. Ooh,
yeah, yes. That one's
just you know what they did to my village?
A haunted house, but with ghosts that play the wrong song when asked.
A haunted house, but instead of ghosts, it's pictures of your Google search history.
Oh, good lord. A haunted house, but around every corner is a guy who wants to explain Bitcoin and NFTs to you.
A haunted house, but it's just a 15 table section filled with Karens and the printer is down.
A haunted house, but it's just people paying bills and waiting in line at the DMV.
That's for Colin Robinson also.
He did go to the DMV.
Mm-hmm. That's just his happy place.
A haunted house, but it's just people chewing with their mouths open.
No, thank you.
So much comes out. The blood. You can't,
no. The sound.
And finally,
a haunted house, but it's just a room full of strangers that you have to tell a fun fact about yourself to.
AKA a Zoom meeting in the first 8 months of the pandemic. Every new Good times. All right, everybody. there was one more that I had found on Twitter when I searched the hashtag. It was just one more that I found that I thought was really funny because it's my also worst nightmare. A haunted house, but it's just everyone saying, we need to talk and can you call me around every corner? Which I hate.
Yes.
But I am now going to close that out so I cannot bore anybody else with anything else. but before we take a break, does anybody have anything that they want to talk about? Like any last minute spooky stories or Halloween costumes or anything in general? Okay, well, then quick commercial break and we'll be back for feedback and end of the show shenanigans. All right, we are back. We are ready to get into some feedback. The first bit we have is Matt's review of What We Do in the Shadows. He said it's my favorite comedy these days. Certainly we don't need another mockumentary series, but with a killer ensemble, memorable characters, and a lot of inspired silliness, I will gladly make an exception. I frequently find myself thinking Energy Vampire Colin Robinson. Who feeds by annoying his boring victims, is one of the best characters on TV these days, and being worried that I am the Colin Robinson of my friend group. Matt, I know I'm the Colin Robinson of any group, and I don't.
No. Neither of you, darlings. No.
Fun fact, the Baron in What We Do in the Shadows is played by the same guy who plays Billy in Hocus Pocus, Doug Jones. Oh.
So much crossover.
Basically, anytime you've seen a monster in a TV show, movie in the past 30 years, and the creature is very tall and thin, there's a good chance it's Doug Jones. How many people are named Doug Jones in this world? That's my question.
A fair amount, I'd imagine.
Many.
He's also in Star Trek Discovery as Saru.
Huh.
The Kelpian.
I just pulled him up on IMDb. He's a contortionist, a mime artiste, and an actor.
And he's like 60 years old.
Yeah, he was born in 1960. Huh?
Such a youngin.
Would say 61. Wow. Good for him. Now I know his face. He looks familiar. Yeah. I mean, yeah, I've definitely... He was in Lord of the Rings. He was in The Hobbit. Huh. Good to know. Cool. Here I was thinking the only Doug Jones out there was,
The senator?
The former senator and almost attorney general candidate. Oh, the things that could have been, maybe, if we had had Doug Jones. Neither here nor there. Don't get Dennis started about his disappointment in Merrick Garland. I'm just kidding, Dennis. Whoa. Get started. Go for it.
Is this happening in PO?
Yes.
I need to pay more attention.
He's got some points. He's got some excellent points. continuing on, Kayla said, fun fact, Kenny Ortega is my dad's cousin. According to him, it's like a second cousin thing on the Spanish side. Well, that's cool.
That is pretty cool.
Does he want to be on a podcast?
Right. Does he want to come talk to us?
Wait, okay, I know we were talking about Kenny Ortega last week, but now I can't remember why.
He directed Hocus Pocus.
Oh, that's why. Okay, thank you. Well, that's cool. Matt also said, looks like Hocus Pocus is the new third act of Elf, especially when Amanda declared Hocus Pocus the quintessential Halloween movie, especially when Carpenter's original 1978 film is right there. At least we like What You Do in the Shadows. I recommend trying to get through episode 7 of the first season. It has some fun stuff that would work for Halloween. And that actually, Matt, was my goal originally, was to get through episode 7. And I got through 8 last night and then was like, let me see how I could keep going today. And, yeah, that's what I did this afternoon.
Tomorrow you finish the season, darling.
Yes.
You have seasons 2 and 3 and the movie.
Yes.
And the finale is this week.
What?
And the finale's this week. I know. Season 3? Current.
Oh, my goodness.
Season 3 is airing as we speak.
That's amazing. Oh, that's amazing. You got through that much. That's awesome.
That's insane. I have no life. It was great.
No, that's, you know, we're still technically in a pandemic. So, you know, what else are you, what else do you have to
do? Very true. I went to the pool.
There you go. See, you were doing other things. You were living your life.
Doing other things.
No shame. No shame in that game.
Mm-hmm. Matt said another fun fact, Norma Tanega, who sings the You're Dead song, that's the theme song, dated Dusty Springfield back in the 60s. Cool.
I love the opening of that show. It's like, it's filled the void for me. Treme was my favorite theme song opening of a show. And now I've watched through all of that. And now What We Do in the Shadows has filled that space. It's just a really enjoyable show open.
Nice.
I love that song so, so much.
Alicia says, it just occurred to me, did anyone watch the comedy Ghost that recently starred Rose McIver? It's a redo of the British series. Both are cute. Yeah, so actually, Alicia, can you tell me a little bit more about that? Because I keep seeing the commercials during Survivor for that. And I do want to watch it once the whole thing is on there.
Well, it's based on a British series. And you know how British series have like less episodes a season.
Yeah.
There's like total of 19 episodes. And it's a young couple who inherits, in the British series, it's a country house. They want to turn it into a hotel. In the American series, it's like a place that's more like a bed and breakfast. And there's a bunch of ghosts there. They all died at each of the facilities and the places, and it probably spans the centuries. Like, one of the ghosts is the relative of the girl that inherits.
Okay.
In the British version, the actress is from Call the Midwife. I know, I think Amanda likes to watch that series.
I am familiar. I haven't Barbara. Watched it in a minute, but I'm okay. Okay.
Barbara. Yeah.
I know,
yeah.
Barbara. Okay.
And I don't remember her name. And then in the American series, it's Rose McIver from iZombie. And then there's a cast of characters, and it's sweet and cute. Not What We Do in the Shadows, hilarious, but not unfunny either.
Okay.
And I liked it. I watched maybe 16 of the 19 episodes, which is on HBO Max.
Okay.
Of the British series.
Okay.
And I've watched the 3 or 4 episodes that have released so far, the American series, which comes out, it's on CBS. So I do like them. Certain characters I like in the British series better. I think they got rid of my favorite one for the American series, but you know, it's a different tone
okay.
a little bit too.
Okay, cool. Then I will check it out once it's done. Only Murders in the Building reminded me how much I hate waiting for
it. They're doing a second season of that. That's another one I want to
watch. What?
Apparently they're doing a second season of that too.
Oh, I know. They set it up so well. I'm so excited. It's so great.
No spoilers. I just started last night.
I guessed the murderer. I guessed it all. Nice. I don't think I...
As you usually do, though.
I know, I'm really good at that. But not to toot my own heart.
Like, you know, no big deal.
I will not. I will... It will surprise me. Don't
I just love Steve
episodes.
Martin.
I know. And Martin Short. And Selena Gomez is so good with them, too. It really is a really great show. And Tina Fey is in it as, like, the Sarah Koenig character. It's a fun show. Sting is in it randomly. But
once in a while, Steve Martin posts on Twitter, like, he'll play a minute or two of banjo and they'll upload. And it's a lot of, because he's a really good banjo player.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, so after, I think it was after we did Survivor last week, Jack, you know, we had said we're going to go watch it. Jack was like, oh, I've got this and this much left. And I said, oh, I think that this is blah, 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 the murderer, like what's going to happen. And he's like, oh, good theory. And then as soon as we got off the Zoom, Jay was like, you probably just spoiled him. And I was like, well, we don't know. We haven't watched it yet. He was like, yeah, but you're probably right. And you probably spoiled him. You didn't let him get there. And I was like, of all the times Jack has claimed that he is like, guess the ending of something, he's going to be okay. And then when I saw him on Sunday, he was like, you called it. Great job. And I was like, I know. So it's my nice. Point of
well, do not
it's
tell
my
me.
Bragging point from the person that always guesses how things ended, that I guessed first only because I watched it first. But still, I did. all right, that's what she said. There's four of you left. Do the four of you want to take turns? I've already copied it. I can hit Control V into the chat.
I see lots of shaking heads. No.
No. Yes.
Just a lot of please, no, thank you.
Maybe we should just have Matt do it as a one-man show. Let's actually make it.
Familiar what, theme.
Yeah, what, can we make it actually...
What you're hearing, so we can hear...
Actually make it what Matt says. All right, fine, we'll do it then. Holy fuck, Matt, there's like 511 this week.
Oh, it's a good batch.
Okay. Oh my God.
It's from two episodes.
What?
It's from two episodes, that's why there's so many.
Oh dear. Oh, we better get going then.
All right, yeah. It's like the Matt's What She Said orgy. Oh, you know, yes. And if it sucks, okay. You know, you just have to be a bat that flies around low to the ground forever.
Bat.
All right.
Bat!
Bat!
We are inching closer to 250.
Hold on, I was coughing over you. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Bless you, darling.
That's okay. I've had this sinus thing the last few. I can feel it, like, going, whoop. Yeah, everybody else too. It's got to be my sister had it. It's got to be whatever system this is. But like I've taken four Excedrins today, not at once, like over the course of separate times, just because I've been like, ugh. So anyway.
I can drain you if you'd like.
Oh, I think I would love for you to drain me right now. Do you promise?
Yes. Well, just give me a couple of hours to bat over to Raleigh.
Bat!
And it all the way over here. Boy, are my wings tired.
All right, yes.
Okay, let's do this thing.
Okay, yeah.
Let's do it. We are inching closer to 250.
That is going to be there before we know it.
Yes, that's called the Vampire Orgy.
I did a better job of pacing myself this year.
Can we commit to three? What for?
I will sneak that on my phone at work.
I had to pee like a half hour into it. Yeah, I can't do it. I just can't. It just doesn't work.
Always pee before and after.
Always pee and before after. And after, because you don't want to get a UTI.
Yeah.
No.
No, you do not.
Yes. It is like rock hard.
They left me multiple ones.
My butt doesn't feel that way. What are we talking?
About you. My butt just doesn't feel that way about you.
When you got stung.
Oh! Ah. Oh my God. I had to get prednisone for that. That's how bad they were.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. One wasp thing had me down for a week. You had multiple.
That well, does not surprise me in the
slightest.
So I talked to one of my friends that I was with that day, and he thought he only got stung on the ankle one time, and it was three stings when it all went down. Like, that same fucker got him, like, three times. And
three stings, one guy.
Three stings, one guy.
Three stings, one guy.
Yeah. Three stings, one ankle, if you will.
Yes.
Yeah, and the only place where I had one sting was my back, which wasn't bad. When the swelling went down on my legs, there were like four or five like in each thing. And I was like, oh my God, I didn't even realize that. Like, I just felt it the one time and was like, ow, get them off of me. Anyway, good times. So my butt didn't feel that way.
I was waddling back after we were done.
So sorry you got a rub.
I can confirm that they were good.
Hopefully you enjoyed Frank.
I thought everybody was coming at two.
I know you were about to come at one point in time.
I came in a very close second.
You did all of it alone.
I remember doing number three.
We weren't going to have enough wood for the vampire orgy.
Now I want to come too.
He's learning. He's getting it.
It's always sad to know you're not getting more.
I have a special surprise for you on that front.
You already paid for it.
I opted in for both.
Oh, sorry. what did they do to the back?
Mainly bang down at my break today.
He's been having me practice.
And you gotta try and move your mouth like hers.
Maybe I'll do that one too.
You get those delicious biscuits all the time.
Bet you do. I think that's a great way to take it.
It's a great way to take it. You're right.
It's a great way to take it.
Thank you, Matt. Those were funny.
There were some real gems in there.
There were. Gems. I truly did not remember saying that about my butt. But not to get gross, but that's still the spot that actually is red in and has like a line, like, you know, anyway, I was swelling still. But it doesn't hurt to sit down anymore, so we cool. It was the fleshiest part that they got, okay? All right. Anyway. Email.
Biggest muscle in the body.
Sure is. Email. Fallon. My Rothies. Response. Hey, ladies. Just because you asked, I'll tell you. But I'm afraid you'll be disappointed in my practical shoe color choices. I have a black pair and a gray pair and plan on my next pair being nude. Between all three, all my work outfits should be covered. My employers are slow to address changes in work attire style. When I started working here, I know I'm only a year older than all of you, the women were still required to wear nylons. Then they had to change the dress code from a closed-toed shoe only to allow peep-toed shoe, and it's less than 5 years since men were required to wear ties. Aren't dress codes the worst? Ugh. Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
I honestly, like, I forget that this is a thing. And what she's describing is kind of like the dress code that my mom had at her work, which, like, was very backwards. But I've never had a dress code at work, knock on wood. Hopefully never will. I cannot believe, like, that you would have to wear nylons. My mom had to wear nylons. It was, like, even, like, under your pants, which is, like...
Even under your pants?
I'm sorry.
Like, what?
Hey, who the fuck... Like, she would wear, like, the nylon socks. If there was like part of, like, the foot that, like, you know, that, yeah.
Right. People
Is that what
know,
you call pantyhose?
Like, nylons?
Yeah, no, the ones that are, like, socks.
Yeah. Like, the knee-high ones or the ankle-high nylons. Yeah. I used to wear those just because my feet would get cold and I'd still wear the same shoes in the winter. But, yeah.
No, depending on the shoe, like, for sure. But if it's your own choice, then that's one thing.
Exactly.
If it's your work mandating that you wear fucking pantyhose, like, that's fucking weird.
My sister worked at a bank after when she was in college, and she had to wear nylons.
I just don't even understand. And also, like, I don't really understand how it's legal to have, like, gender-specific, you know? Like,
right.
Doesn't really hold water. Also, who cares what people fucking wear? Has nothing to do with their professionalism or ability to do the job.
Especially if you figure most of these jobs are desk jobs, so you're seated most of the time. So what does it matter what leg covering
you have? Well, desk jobs, but jobs when you have to be, like, client-facing. People want you to, like, look. Because there's, like, an inherent, you know, I don't want to say...
Bias?
Well, yeah, bias. Yeah, like, an inherent implicit bias. And Alicia could probably back me up here, where people tend to... have a perception in certain professions of people that are dressed a certain way. It's interesting, like, the different types of professions. Like, when you work at a bank, my sister, she became very, very, you know, familiar with the nylon aisle at Target, which I didn't even know existed. You know, she...
Nylons are very expensive and also, like, made to break. That's just, like, bullshit.
That's my wrap this up there so we can stop alarm that goes off every week. but, yeah, no, it's just, it is interesting, and I don't like having a dress code. I guess, though, I kind of understand it, like, just from, like, a point of view from certain, you know.
I think it's all bullshit, and I hope that we can work... to a day where we don't judge people by the clothes that they fucking wear.
When I was clerking 15, 16 years ago, there was a guy who showed up to court an attorney in dirty farmer's overalls. And I will say my judge was very annoyed about that. And I can, it was dirty farmer's overalls.
Right.
Oh, it's too serious of a proceeding.
Well, you know, these are respectful.
Wear expensive clothes. Please go out and blow your wad on clothing.
Wow. We're more just well, clean clothes.
I mean, on the other hand, you know, clean clothes.
Right.
And, okay, I'll grant you that.
Right. Like, show respect for the fact that you're there trying to, like, you know, represent someone to, like, get this done.
Just to be fair, designer overalls are a thing. You could buy very expensive overalls.
Yeah, these weren't that.
Yeah.
On the other hand, but I would still. I do know attorneys that have been told by judges, and it has never happened to me, but women wear skirts in court.
Okay,
I've always wore pantsuits.
Bullshit.
Okay,
yeah, I agree with that.
No, that's bullshit. But I haven't heard that.
And
I
just think, like, I'm okay with drawing the line at your clothes being, like, caked in dirt. Like, okay, but how does your choice of clothing translate into respect? That's what I still don't understand.
That you care.
I don't think I ever will.
That you put time into what you put on your body. That you thought about what you were.
You can put time into a lot of different things, but you can put money into buying nice clothing. And so,
but you don't have to money.
It's just like
listen.
Right. I agree with you on that point. I do agree with you on that point.
Yes, like it's the same as like, would you go and meet, you know, the president or the Supreme Court in, like, a thong and, like, that's visible and, like, just dressed inappropriately. Like, there's a level of professionalism that you need to maintain to go before the court, and they ask that you just do that.
Yeah,
we're in a college currently where the students are showing up to class dressed for the beach, sort of says, maybe I don't have the most respect for what I'm doing either.
Exactly.
Or maybe it just says they're a younger generation and we're older and have outdated ideas about what respect means.
Yeah, I'm sorry. The micro short shorts and the crop top, bikini top coming into class seems like you're
not. Why does it matter? I mean, it kind of feels like adjacent to caring what victims wear and things like that. Like it's
because at this, you know that you're supposed to be respectful in certain areas. And
well, I mean, and that,
nobody's saying like, if you go to class and you wear short shorts, you're going to fail and that's your fault. But like, there are certain areas of the world where you need to dress in a way that's just respectful and professional. It's not saying that you're slutty. It's not saying that you deserve whatever, whatever. It's just showing that you take it seriously enough to dress in a way that is appropriate for the reason that you're there.
Another place church or temple or whatever mosque or whatever religious organization you go to, you generally do dress up to go there too.
Yeah,
I feel like that's kind of a category unto itself. But I would just argue, like, and I do actively like change the way that I dress depending on the situation. If I had to walk into a courtroom, I would certainly dress differently than, you know, if I have to go to my job and like sometimes I show up in hiking pants and Chacos and sometimes I don't. Depending
on
where I'm saying that like I also like I do adhere to those social norms. I'm just saying that I don't think that they should exist. And I don't think that it's like respectful or not. I think that it's a more and more outdated definition of what is quote unquote respectful and professional. And I personally think that we should move beyond that. I understand that that's not how the world is today, but I would hope that we would move in that direction.
And that's fair. I think this is actually one of those places where we could all agree to disagree because, you know, it's not like, you know, agreeing to disagree with Mark Zuckerberg that like Holocaust denialism should be on Facebook. And we're all like, no, it shouldn't be. And he's like, agree to disagree. This is not one of those situations.
I mean, but the thing is, like, we do all agree that this whole like dress code thing with like the nylons is crazy.
Yes.
And like a couple decades ago and even a decade ago, that was just normal. So that's what I'm saying. We are moving in a certain direction. I personally don't think it's respectful or disrespectful to dress in a certain way.
Well, I think. Okay, well, Fallon, I'm sure you did not expect that whole discussion when you sent in an email, but thank you. And now let's finish up real quick with an email from Andy.
Okay, Andy writes in a quick update from Andy. I'm sorry, I can't do a whole email in the Nacha voice.
It's fine.
We forgive you.
Yeah. Okay. Understood.
Hey, Brods. It looks like she blocked me, and that's that.
Mm.
Even after the latest disappointment, it's best to look on the bright side and that maybe I'll have some success coming soon. We can only hope the dry spell will end before too many Justin D's pass up.
Jason.
Justin's D's.
Jason.
It's kind of a weird a mistake. Okay. We can only hope that...
What did I say weird before? That was so... I get it, don't worry.
We can only hope the dry spell will end before too many Jason's D's pass us. It's also easy to brush off the disappointments because they've all wound up failing pretty quickly. It's not like we've even been on a virtual date. If it had been something longer, then I'd probably be more upset. But for now, it's just the way online dating is. Not much to report this week. The new guy either has gotten better or we just haven't had any big deal catastrophes. There is a new annoyance with him, though. He has the alarm on his phone set to obnoxious duck quacking. So that was clearly the one he settled on, since there's no way that's the default alarm sound. Hashtag 5 years with hers, Andy. That is correct.
Yeah, oh, that was a choice. That was a solid choice.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
Again, wow. Much like, you know, a tight skirt in a courtroom, it's not the choice I'd make.
That's the hat you wanted. You sure picked a good one.
But I will say, unless you're paying for, like, a ringtone, they all cost the same. So, you know.
Maybe he's a big fan of that, with that video game. Not Big Buck Hunter, but the one with the, you shoot ducks.
Duck Hunter.
Oh, Duck Hunter.
Duck Hunter.
Duck Hunt.
From our childhood. Yes.
Yeah, you've heard my story about Duck Hunt, right?
I don't think so.
Oh my god. So Jay has Duck Hunt because he's got that old fucking 80s damn thing, that, you know, brick that he got for like $50 on Craigslist with the VCR and all that in it. So he got Duck Hunt, and the kids were playing it one day, and Alex is, this was probably a year ago, so Alex is 3.5, he was, you know, almost 4 now, he was almost 3 at the time. And, hold on, let me flip my ponytail back for this. Oh, I can't do that because this is very heavy and the little cone thing is slipping. Alex and Zachary were playing Duck Hunt, and Zachary was doing poorly in it, because he takes after me in those hand-eye games of, okay, I've lost my hair, but let's just ignore that, people. So he was doing poorly, and Alex at one point goes, "Give me that, Zachary. I'll show you how it's done." And he literally takes it, cocks it, and was like, and gets a bullseye. And Jay and I were watching, and we were fucking dying. We were like, oh my god. So, yeah, that's my Duck Hunt story. My almost 3-year-old at the time was incredibly good shot. Thank you, hand-eye coordination, small fine motor skills that Zachary and I did not have. And, it was just hilarious because he was like, "I'll show you. Give it to me." Boom, boom. And I was like, ah. Anyway, yeah, that's my Duck Hunt story.
Killing it.
I don't remember how we got on Duck Hunt, but...
Quacking.
Quacking!
Alarm.
Yes. Ringtones.
Ringtones.
Don't pick the quacker.
Don't pick the quacker.
All right, everybody. On that note, thank you for listening. Announcement. We will be doing our annual Broads Giving episode on November 16th. We will be off the week of Thanksgiving, mainly because, well, actually not mainly. The reason is I will be driving to New York that week, and I don't know exactly what day. But I'm going to set myself up for success. And, we're just going to take that week off. So, Broadsgiving, November 16th. Mark it down. It'll be live. The same Zoom link as this link is now. And no costumes required.
Unless you want to.
Unless you want to. I mean,
if you want to dress up like a turkey or something, that's totally
always
fine.
Encouraged.
You do you. You know, whatever respect you feel like you need to bring to this venue.
Exactly.
I was going to say you dress like a duck.
A turducken, you know, if you want to come as a turducken. I mean, yes. Totally.
Couples costume.
Yeah.
Costumes are literally for every live show. They're always encouraged.
Yep.
But there's no sign.
Mashed potatoes, you know. Like, yeah. You be what you want to be.
Dress up as mashed potatoes.
There's no sign on the door saying that you must enter the Zoom chat wearing a mashed potato costume.
But it wouldn't be discouraged. Is what we're saying.
Yeah. It might actually become an episode title. You never know. But that said, yeah, so we hope that you will join us over Zoom that week. Next week, which I guess is November 2nd, we'll be live for the patrons at the Hangout level. So, what? Yeah, November.
November.
Yeah. It's a thing that's about to happen in a few days. I know. Remember when 2020 literally took forever and then 2021 was very fast?
So fast. So fast.
So fast.
Mm-hmm. Lightning. That's what happens when you're 700 years old. I actually don't remember how old Nadia is. It's not 700. That's Nandor, but that's okay.
So November 16th, we'll hope you join us. Dress as you will. Thank you for listening tonight. Thank you to everybody who showed up for the live Zoom costume or no costume. We appreciate it, though. I had a lot of fun. I always love this. I don't know what I'm going to call this show, but I was thinking about calling it Nadia, Killy, and the Unicorn, but...
Yes.
Cute.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Cute. I love.
Did you like last week's title that I came up with by myself at 1 a.m?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Okay. Anyway, on that note, everybody, thank you for listening. Thank you for joining us. Check out the other shows on the network. We've got Survivor with J-Jack and Colleen. For the patrons, we also have the Survivor JJC bonus show with me and Zach talking about the challenges. So check that out. Ramblecast After Dark. So check them out as well. They're always fun. Yeah. Feedback, thebroadcasters3@gmail.com. Give us a call, 331-276-2373. You can also email us with your little voicemail attached, like Desiree often does. Des, we haven't heard from you in a while. I would love to do so. Join us for Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. We are live every Wednesday night at 9:15, immediately or about 15 minutes following the end of the episode for Survivor.
Can I just say?
Yeah?
I am not in the same time zone as you, and so I can never be a favorite. And I don't think that's fair. I don't like the rules. I'm just saying, I think that the definition of the favorite should be expanded.
I think the whole favorite thing is fucking stupid, to be honest. I don't like that.
Yes, I liked it when it was me. When it's not me, I don't like anymore.
Anyway, hopefully you will join us. Thank you to the patrons, especially the ones that contribute at a certain level, and that would be Eckhart Rickner, Tack from Tokyo, Maggie the Magnificent, Joanne with a Plan, and Ed the Creepy Mailman. Thank you guys so much. We appreciate it. We appreciate all of our patrons, and we appreciate all of our listeners. Thank you guys so much. Anyway, my name is Killy.
My name is Amanda, the Unicorn.
And I'm Nadja.
Peace out, everybody.
Happy Halloween.
Ooh.